Jennifer, a dedicated athlete with Special Olympics Airdrie, SOA, was awarded the organization's Athlete of the Month accolade during a game of bocce ball at Nose Creek Regional Park on June 26. The recognition brought forth Jennifer's excitement, as she expressed her joy in receiving such an honor. With an impressive 5 years of experience under her belt, Jennifer revealed that her favorite aspect of the game is the opportunity to spend time with her friends and dad on the field. "My dad is my biggest fan, he always says that," she said. "We've been playing a lot of bocce ball." Beyond her passion for bocce ball, Jennifer actively participates in Special Olympics Airdrie's bowling and swimming programs, showcasing her versatility in multiple sports. Sandy Foreman, coach and executive committee member of Special Olympics Airdrie, shed light on the significance of the Athlete of the Month, which serves as a valuable platform for recognizing and celebrating the exceptional talents of athletes like Jennifer. According to the organization's website, the Special Olympics movement, initiated in 1980, owes much of its growth and success to the unwavering support of parents and families of the participating athletes. Foreman, speaking highly of Jennifer's achievements, emphasized her positive attitude and unwavering dedication, which made her an obvious choice for the prestigious Athlete of the Month honor for June. "Jennifer is a consistent athlete who is trying to improve her game each week," said Foreman, acknowledging Jennifer's commitment to personal growth and self-improvement. Looking ahead, Foreman shared that the upcoming year holds exciting prospects for Jennifer and her teammates in bocce ball. Qualifiers for the provincial games are scheduled to take place in Calgary next summer, where teams of 2 or 4 players will have the opportunity to showcase their skills. Emphasizing that a large team is not a prerequisite for participation, Foreman highlighted the potential for outstanding athletes to progress from provincials to the national stage. The national team will compete in Medicine Hat in 2026, presenting an incredible opportunity for Jennifer and her peers to shine on a broader platform. For those inspired by Jennifer's journey and interested in participating in Special Olympics Airdrie programming, the organization will be opening fall registration later in the summer. Individuals eager to be part of this inclusive and empowering community are encouraged to send an email to specialolympicsairdrie@gmail.com. Further information about the programs and how to get involved can be found on the organization's website at specialolympics.ca.